This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I will admit, when the tweet was posted, what was that, over the weekend, Sunday night, that Craig Albernaz was the new Orioles manager, and the Orioles made it official yesterday morning, I had no idea who Craig Albernaz was. And so you do some research, you do some reading, you talk to some people. I don't know about you guys, but I think you're in this boat. The more I hear and see about Craig Albernaz, the more I'm impressed with Craig Albernaz. By the way, we're going to talk to Zach Mizell, covers the Guardian for The Athletic at 4:30, get more of an idea about Craig Albernaz. But first and foremost, Stephen Vogt, who we all think is a good manager, loves this guy. Absolutely loves this guy.
It's pretty amazing. Like, these guys are up for major league managerial jobs. Neither one has done it before. There were buddies coming up through the minors as catchers together. And they're comparing notes before, like, hey, I interviewed with this team first. Here's what they're coaching each other to prepare.
Yes.
Oh, you met with the Guardians and I met with the Nats. Now I'm going to talk to the Guardians. You're going to talk to the Nats. Let's talk about it. Like, that deep of a connection. And you hear this sometimes in the industry, like, oh, he could have had this chance, but he turned it down. No, it looks like he legitimately, Albernaz, could have had multiple major league jobs last year and decided to stay with Vogt and, you know, learn with him and continue to build his skill set. And then obviously he was in demand again this offseason. But there's some rare stuff.
For what it's worth, I was told he turned down both the Marlins and the White Sox jobs a year ago.
Which, again, like,
not good
that's
job,
not good jobs,
no.
But a lot of people would jump
at it. Correct.
One of 30.
Yes.
Yes.
One of 30 in the world.
And look, the Marlins job turned out to be pretty okay.
He got some talent
there. Orioles.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, look, he's a grinder. He's self-made. There's no nepotism in his background. He exerted every ounce out of his mental and physical ability to get to the AAA level. And then he's someone who the Rays organization, which is a pretty smart organization, tapped when he was around AA and said, hey, we think you might have a future here well beyond your playing days. And it's not like he just stayed there. He got the experience in San Francisco. And then obviously now, with a Guardians team that's exceeded expectations two straight years.
And as Ken mentioned, Zach Mizell covers the Guardians for The Athletic. If you go to his page on Twitter, he has two long stories, a lot of which Jason referenced. They're must-read stories if you want to learn more about Craig Albernaz. But one quote in particular in one of the stories, Vogt dubbed him, quote, the hardest-working person in baseball, Energizer Bunny. A guy who stays up all hours of the night diving into one small thing if it can help one of our players get just a tick better. And everything you said, a grinder, a guy that busts his butt, very respected by a ton of people, but his relationship with Vogt, these guys really sound tied at the hip.
And Vogt is incredibly respected as a manager now. He got to Cleveland, and immediately they're going to the postseason just about, both years, and went to the ALCS.
So
they came back and won the division, lost to Detroit in the playoffs, went to the ALCS a year before and lost to the Yankees. So How do we, like, I'm reluctant because of the resume of the work that this front office has done over the last 3 years as quote unquote contenders. And the aftermath of Brandon Hyde and the Manzolino of it all, I don't want to give them too much credit, but I do. I want to see what this guy is because I'm impressed with what I'm reading and hearing.
Look, of the stylized skill set that they were going to approach this with, which was not casting a wide net. It was not like, let's talk to people with all these varied amounts of MLB managerial experience and find the best one. No, it was going to be a first-time manager. It was going to be someone who had spent at least a portion of their minor league career in an organization that is decidedly small market and do more with less. And he's going to have spent some time around a major league manager who's at least deemed somewhat successful. That's what they were looking at.
Mm.
That's what was going to win. Now, I guess Rojas, maybe we don't even know if they officially interviewed Rojas.
Well,
it could have just been a Zoom. I don't know.
Yeah,
But I can tell you this. They weren't trying to get a meeting with Melvin. They weren't trying to get a meeting with Bochy. They weren't. I mean, the Scott Service thing, I don't buy.
Yeah.
So of what they were looking for.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think he is probably about as good as it could get.
Let me ask you though, and I was thinking about this morning. And take Bochy out of it, because Bochy, obviously, I'd love to have Bochy. He's won 4 World Series. He's been to 5. But do I want Melvin or Service, two former catchers who have just recently been fired from their jobs? Or this is like Service or Melvin 2.0. He's at the start of his career. Now, he didn't play in the major leagues like those guys did. But they're former catchers. They've been groomed to be managers. I don't know. I almost feel like I'd rather, because I know what those guys are, I'd rather see what this guy is.
You knew what they were there, but you also know that they've, in Melvin's point of view, he's been a part of teams that have collapsed. He's been a part of teams that exceeded expectations with Moneyball, and he's managed in the playoffs. This season, it's got to be about the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would I prefer, look, I'm not a big Joe Girardi guy, but like, is Joe Girardi going to crap his pants in the playoffs like I did? No. He's not. It's not going to be new to him. I'm not going to hear BS excuses if they're bad for 6 weeks. Like, oh, well, he's learning on the job. They've built in excuses by only pretty much looking down this road. They were not hiring someone who didn't have this profile. I believe there's an inherent flaw in that this person, whatever he may be over time, it generally takes time. There's generally a learning curve. These Bobos have had 7 years to win a playoff game, and they haven't done it.
No, they have not.
So that's why, no, I would prefer, yes, I would prefer Melvin. Like, Scott Service, not so much. But, like, Joe Girardi, like...
Girardi's an interesting one.
Madden, they would never do it in a million years, and he wouldn't want to be with analytical guys again. Even a Derek Shelton, who knows what, like, who's been fired, who did come from the Rays like this guy, who's more experienced than this guy... I'd rather have Derek Shelton than this guy for where this team is, but They weren't going to hire Derek Shelton because he's done the job before. They didn't want anybody who did the job before.
I would hope, and it seems like just from based on everything that we're reading, that Mike, in hiring Albernaz, priority number one for him is he's got to get these young guys right. He's got to light a fire under these young guys' ass and be able to connect with them and all of that. And it seems like he has that type of personality.
He seems to have a good, like, that. A lot of people are saying he's got a great rapport with the players.
He's got some ish to him.
Yeah. Well, I hope, because I'm frankly sick of the whole connect with them. Like, no, they've been over-connected. They've been over-coddled. Like, I understand this generation. I've got a 14-year-old. I've got a 18-year-old. I've got a 22-year-old. I get this generation. I know it's different, but I also know a kick in the ass is universal, and a kick in the ass at the right time is could be career saving, could be career defining, could be course correcting for your life decisions. Like, and there hasn't been any of that going on. Mm-hmm. And the one guy who was doing it a little bit, Gonzalez, they couldn't wait to run out of here. So that's my fear is that this guy, because he hasn't done it before, even if that's in him, is going to subject, like, he just doesn't know. He can't tell you what he's going to be like after a 5-game losing streak, because it's never happened. Now, I'm sure he'll align himself with a bench coach, maybe who has, and he'll find his version of Freddie. But let's not get it twisted. You could have got the real thing. Joe Girardi's the real thing.
But, and again, I don't know how it's going to be, but when Stephen Vogt took over Cleveland, he'd never done it before and immediately had success in Cleveland and took the Guardians to the ALCS, never managed before.
Yeah. And he played at the major league level. He just finished playing at the major league level. I mean, but Dave Ross, they did the same thing. They blew him out after a year.
They did. So it's unknown. It is. I everything I read, and again, PR is a funny thing, but most of it's not coming from the Orioles. So, like, because they, I don't know what they're trying to sell tickets off of the hire, but most of it seems pretty damn positive.
I'm keeping an open mind.
You're happy.
It could have gone much. I'm happy Manzanito's out of my life. It could have gone a lot worse, but, like, I don't know why it had to be a type. It had to be a type. And why should this guy get a promotion and then get to hire somebody who we knew was going to be less experienced than him no matter what? And then you're still telling me that this is a serious organization? I don't know.
410-583-1057. What do you think? Craig Albernaz, the new manager, is going to meet with the media on Tuesday. We want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. And it sounds like Lamar Jackson is playing on Thursday. Did Tyler Huntley save the season on Sunday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.